We've had a low pressure system bring some fairly widespread rainfall and gusty winds along the New South Wales coast, but as that low moves away, we see conditions ease overnight. Still the potential of some isolated showers, but mostly north of about Sydney. A few showers also spreading to areas of Queensland south of about Fraser Island. But a flood watch has been issued for the Pilbara district. There's the potential of some quite heavy rainfall, not only for the weekend, but well into next week as well. Not much in the way of rainfall for Queensland. It should be mostly dry. A few showers about parts of the tropical coast. A little bit more likely about the southeastern corner and into the southern border ranges, but those falls are going to be light and isolated. Most of the showers along the New South Wales coast north of around Sydney, and again, they're also likely to be light and isolated, just pushing a little bit further inland through the far north and clear and sunny over the inland. Now, mostly dry and sunny weekend on the way for Victoria. A little bit of patchy cloud in the morning in the south around Wilson's Promontory and also down around the southwest Cape. We are looking at the potential of a few drizzle patches. Should be mostly dry across Tasmania. A few showers about the west and far south of the state. Mostly dry and sunny across South Australia. It'll be a cold start in all districts and a little bit of fog about through some areas. Now, there is a chance of a few showers around the far southwest corner of Western Australia, but it's those central areas that we're more likely to see some thundery rain through the afternoon. Generally dry conditions in the territory.